This is an RNIB talking book.
The Memoirs of Sherlock Holmes by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund.
1288. The Memoirs of Sherlock Holmes by Arthur Conan Doyle. 11 Adventures of the Baker Street Detective. This book is copyright. Publishers, John Murray.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
It is read by Stephen Jack.
And that is the end of the Memoirs of Sherlock Holmes by Conan Doyle.
Silver Blaze. I am afraid, Watson, that I shall have to go, said Holmes, as we sat down together to our breakfast one morning. Go? Where to? To Dartmoor, to King's Pyland. I was not surprised. Indeed, my only wonder was that he had not already been mixed up in this extraordinary case, which was the one topic of conversation through the length and breadth of England. For a whole day, my companion had rambled about the room with his chin upon his chest and his brows knitted, charging and recharging his pipe with the strongest black tobacco, and absolutely deaf to any of my questions or remarks. Fresh editions of every paper had been sent up.